becoming quaestor, allowed Seneca to sit in the Roman Senate. It turns out that our young asthmatic was an excellent orator, but his speaking and writing abilities ended up costing the young Roman dearly. Seneca clearly detested Caligula, Roman emperor, AD 37 to 41, and attacked him in speeches and in writing. As expected, Caligula was furious and ordered Seneca to commit suicide. Seneca was saved by his friends, who told Caligula that the impertinent Roman was so sickly he would soon die on his own accord. Caligula's successor was Claudius. Claudius's wife, Messalina, accused Seneca of adultery with Caligula's sister, Julia Livilla. The current belief is that Seneca was probably innocent, but the Senate nevertheless condemned him to death. Claudius commuted the penalty to exile, and Seneca spent 8 years on the island of Corsica. Caligula's sister, Agrippina, married Emperor Claudius and lobbied to have Seneca recalled from exile. She was able to get Seneca appointed praetor, probably in the capacity of a magistrate. Importantly, Agrippina had Seneca tutor her son, Nero. Nero became Roman emperor in AD 54 at the age of 17, with Seneca becoming his advisor. Initially, Seneca and Nero were very close, with Seneca writing Nero's accession speeches as well as his eulogy for Claudius. At the same time, Nero's mother Agrippina also remained close to Nero and was a powerful influence on the young emperor. Probably as a result of Seneca's condemnation of gladiatorial fights to the death, Nero banned them. The history of Nero after that is the subject of contradictory accounts. Some accuse Seneca of participating in the murder of Agrippina, but no one really knows anything for sure. Tacitus wrote that Seneca was forced to write a letter to the Senate, justifying the murder. In AD 58, the senator Publius Sulius Rufus publicly attacked Seneca, accusing him of corruption while he worked for Nero. While Seneca was extremely rich, we can't know if he used the office to unjustly add yet more to his fortune. It turns out Sulius was corrupt, and Seneca was able to bring charges against him. From AD 62 on, Seneca's influence on Nero declined, probably the cause of Seneca's wish to retire. Nero refused him the privilege. Seneca did try to stay away from Rome, and it was during this period that he wrote the first of the two works that follow, Moral Letters to Lucilius. He was honest about himself, writing, quote, "I persist in praising not the life that I lead, but that which I ought to lead. I follow it at a mighty distance, crawling," end quote. After Rome burned in AD 64, Nero asked people all over the empire to send contributions to aid in the rebuilding of the great city. Seneca donated most of his fortune to the cause. As you read these selections, you will note that he does not dwell at length on metaphysics or theology. What concerns him is how to live. To Seneca, like many of his age, Stoicism supplied the answers, though he leaned on the kindly Epicurus as well. Will Durant called him too lenient to be a real Stoic, yet too much of a Stoic for practicality's sake. In AD 65, there was a plot to murder Nero, and current thought is that Seneca was not part of the conspiracy, but Nero ordered Seneca to kill himself. He did. His wife tried to join him, but Nero ordered that Seneca's wife be saved, and her wounds from trying to bleed to death were bound up. Seneca's livable Stoicism found a place in the hearts of Christian writers. Early Christian thinker Tertullian called him ours. St. Augustine wrote, quote, "What more could a Christian say than what this pagan has said?" End quote. Stoic philosopher Epictetus, his work is available as a What's the Big Idea? Kindle and audiobook, as well as Roman emperors Nerva and Trajan were influenced by him. Come the start of the Italian Renaissance in 14th century Italy, Seneca was a favorite of poet Petrarch. French essayist Montaigne quoted the Roman often, and American writer Ralph Waldo Emerson read him over and over. I've included two groups of Seneca's writings. First, a selection of the Moral Letters to Lucilius, and the first of his two books, On Clemency, addressed to Caesar Nero. Letter 1. On Saving Time. Greetings from Seneca to his friend Lucilius. Continue to act this way, my dear Lucilius. Set yourself free for your own sake. Gather and save your time, which till lately has been forced from you, or stolen away, or has merely slipped from your hands. Make yourself believe the truth of my words, that certain moments are torn from us, that some are gently removed, and that others glide beyond our reach. The most disgraceful